and 2009 from All How Dare You Take That Position Against Me? How dare you take this to have my actions and motivations guided by my experiences with the Ryan White Agency's region to region. This document is current online for the region of Inland Empire / San Bernardino to which Foothill AIDS Project applied in my prior case management in the city to which I was born, San Bernardino. https://www.iehpc.org/images/about_us/standards_of_care/housing%20services.pdf I do have the time period in effect policy document period that I was under services. In that document, in holds the following current policy statement on involving housing. Note that dreaded word, advocacy is there. Definition of service, HRSA. Housing services are the provision of short-term assistance to support emergency, temporary or transitional housing to enable an individual or family to gain or maintain medical care. Housing-related referral services include assessment, search, placement, advocacy, and the fees associated with them. Eligible housing can include both housing that does not provide direct medical or supportive services and housing that provides some type of medical or supportive services such as residential mental health services, foster care, or assisted living residential services. Now even if you tell me that you people here in Denver, which by the Denver Company in the Inland Empire are funded under the same section, do not have such policy in effective issuance. No excuse to allow such conditions that did in fact occur to remain occur morally speaking / legally resounding questionable actionable arguments when in fact you take into considering that I know the policy of the standard of care must be reviewed and maintained and considered annually and thus my case circumstances must be brought forward to focus not denied into silence. How dare you? Did I? Yes I did. Mention this element in my email writing? Yes I did. You do think that I am some idiot of non-intelligence or knowledge of the program that I have been battling for over 15 years to get proper applied supportive care, really? https://program-grants-management/Ryan-White-HIV-AIDS-Program-recipient-resources/Ryan White-HIV-AIDS-Program-recipient-resources. The Ryan White HIV AIDS Program provides a comprehensive system of care that includes primary medical care and essential support services for people living with HIV. The program awards grants to cities, states, and local community-based organizations to provide HIV care and treatment services to more than 500,000 people each year. Below are resources available to support Ryan White HIV/AIDS Program funded recipients in implementing their federal grants and delivering HIV care and treatment services. Quality management under the Ryan White HIV/AIDS Program. Quality management is a series of activities that focus on enhancing the quality of HIV care provided and increasing access to services. These efforts focus on how health and social services meet established professional standards and user expectations. The HIV/AIDS Bureau's quality initiatives are designed to help Ryan White HIV/AIDS Program recipients implement quality management programs that target clinical, administrative, and support services. This document now applies onto my former case management back as reactivated, but this document applies to a discrimination case of utmost importance. Advocacy supportive services are required or option to be a part of such quality management policy reviews or else none of this is remedied and the declared locations of permanence remains to the web of this conflict as it reflects its disastrous attitudes and my housing collapse once more not directly applying my faults for circumstances that no one cares to involve to a full corrective action and you all know it already.